The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
While I was praying today, early in the morning, here in the church, around 2:08 in the morning, this morning, the Lord spoke to me. He said, and I noted it here, He said, whatever makes you to weep will end today. Whatever makes you to weep will end today. He also said, and I noted it down here, He said, all visible and invisible walls must break in your life today. I'll be speaking tonight on a message titled Dislodging Strongholds to My Liberation. Dislodging strongholds to liberation. A stronghold is a barricade or a limitation. A stronghold is an obstruction, a hindrance, or a bondage. I come again. What is a stronghold? A stronghold is a limitation. It is a barricade. It is an obstruction. It is a hindrance or a form of bondage. Take note, because something will begin to happen even while the war is going on. And many here will begin to practically see that those chains dropping off their lives in the name of Jesus. And God wants us to be liberated. To be liberated means to be free. To be free to enjoy your life. To be free to serve God. To be free to have good health. To be liberated means to be free to spend the currency of your choice. To be liberated means to be so blessed that you are free to accomplish what God has destined you for. One of the major reasons why Jesus came was to destroy the strongholds that are holding down our destiny. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 8b, 1 John 3, verse 8b, the Bible says, for this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest. Why? That He might destroy the works. What are the works? Strongholds. For this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, that He might destroy the works of the devil. And that's why I know that tonight, every works of the devil in your life and in my life shall be shattered to pieces in the name of Jesus. Shall be shattered to pieces in the name of Jesus. Anywhere you see captivity or stronghold, devil is at work. Anywhere you see things not working, devil is at work. And somebody say, why does the devil want to be at work? I'll show you that. Why does the devil like to keep people in captivity? I'll give you 7 points under that. Or let me just limit it to 4 because of time. Why does the devil like to limit people? The first reason why the devil likes to limit people is to gain dominance and control over them. The first reason why the devil wants to keep people in chain is to gain dominance and to keep them in captivity. Every form of captivity that the devil has placed you and your family, you are coming out mysteriously tonight in the name of Jesus. You are coming out mysteriously tonight in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. If I were you, I would say louder amen. The devil is a wicked soul, and his work is to keep man permanently in captivity, permanently in bondage, and every form of bondage to which the wicked and their agents have placed you, tonight is a night of liberation for you. In the name of Jesus. Number two, why does the devil like to keep people in captivity? Number two is to afflict and to torment them. The devil is an afflictor. In Luke 13, verse 11 to 16, there's a story there of a woman. The Bible says, Luke 13, 11 to 16, and behold, there was a woman which had an infirmity for 18 years. Someone say 18 years. And was bound together and could no in no wise lift herself up. Now listen to this. This woman was bent like this for 18 years. Can you imagine somebody always walking like this all his life? How do you carry children? How does she give children suck? How does she fry good food for her husband? How does she sleep? 18 solid years. A strong... Now let's go on to verse 12. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity. Go on, please. And he laid his hand on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Go on now. We want to see the source of that problem. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to walk. In them, therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath. And the Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, doth not each of one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, being a child of God, whom Satan had bound low these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? What does that tell you? This woman was a Christian, because the Bible says she's the daughter of Abraham. Jesus didn't say a daughter of Satan. He didn't say daughter of Jezebel. He said this is a daughter of Abraham. But she was there for 18 years. Until suddenly the master stepped in. Tonight the master will step into your case. This brand new day, the master will step into your case. The stronghold of a man's life can continue till perpetuity until a higher force comes in. And tonight, we have provoked God through our worship and through our praise. And I know that nobody will go back with any form of bondage in the name of Jesus. Number three, why does the devil like to keep people in bondage? To show his tricks and his cunningness. To display his tricks and his cunningness. The devil is a very cunning person. The Bible says he's the father of lies. And he loves to display his tricks. He loves to display his cunningness. And this is exhibitable through keeping people in bondage. And number four, why does the devil love to keep people in bondage? Is to cheat them and to hurt them. In John chapter 10 verse 10. John chapter 10 verse 10. The Bible says the enemy cometh not, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So the devil is a thief. He's a killer and he's a destroyer. But all this is agenda shall not be executable in your life in Jesus' name. And number five, why does he like to keep people in bondage? Is to destroy them totally. Oh, sorry. To destroy their destiny totally. One of the major work of the devil is to destroy destiny totally. To make sure that the destiny is not exhibited. And anyone here that the devil is sitting on his or her glory, that devil Tonight the Lord will strike them down in the name of Jesus. I said the Lord will strike them down in the name of Jesus. For over 400 years, he kept the children of Israel in bondage until they began to cry to God. Exodus chapter 3, verse 7 to 8. They were in bondage. A stronghold. The gods of Egypt kept them in bondage. The powers of Egypt kept these people in bondage. I don't know how many years your family has been in bondage. I don't know how many years your generation has been in bondage. Maybe the bondage of sickness. Maybe the bondage of poverty. Maybe the bondage of delay. Maybe the bondage of struggling. Everybody struggles before they can make it. Maybe the bondage of barrenness. Maybe the bondage of joblessness. Whatever that bondage is, tonight you are coming out in the name of Jesus. Tonight you are coming out in the name of Jesus. I said tonight you are coming out in the name of Jesus. Also, why does God want you liberated? Why does he want you out of stronghold? Why? Number one, to show his love for you. Leviticus 26, 13. To show you that he loves you. God wants to show you that he cares about you. He wants to show you that he cares about you. Leviticus 26, verse 13. Number two, why does God want you out of stronghold? To remove your shame. To remove your shame. Say, for your shame, I will give you double. For the shame that I take away out of your life, I will make sure I will give you double blessing. And somebody is here tonight, you will not miss your double blessing. I say, you will not miss your double blessing. If you are that person, let me hear your loudest amen. God wants to remove your shame and give you fame. You have had enough of shame. You have had enough of insult. You have had enough of captivity. God is wiping away your shame in the name of Jesus. I say, God is wiping away your shame in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter the kind of shame you came here with. You know your own. You know which aspect. Maybe the shame of failure. There is hardly any exam you write that there is no low grade there. Sometimes including F. If there's no F there, or most of it are low grade scores. It's a shame. As a Christian, we can't count like 4 or 5 A's out of 7 courses you are doing. That's not God's plan for you. That is changing tonight. I said that is changing tonight. I said that is changing tonight. In the name of Jesus. Number three, why does God want you out of stronghold? To put a smile on your face. To put a smile. God knows that if you can come out of captivity, you will smile. God knows that if you can come out of captivity, you will smile. I can imagine how Paul and Silas felt when they came out of the Macedonian jail. I can imagine how Joseph felt when he came out of the jail of Pharaoh. Somebody who had been there in captivity. Somebody that for 13 years had no identity. For 13 years, no identity than a number as a person in jail. But one day he was sent for. One day he was sent for. For somebody here today, today is that your own one day. I said, today is that your own one day. If I were you, I would say a louder amen. If I were you, I would say a louder amen. Today is that your own one day. Bible says in Genesis 41, from verse 38, and Pharaoh said unto the servant, can we find such one as this is? A man in whom the Spirit of God is. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has shown you all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. There's none like you. Despite that, he was still in jail. So there are many people who are in jail of life, despite the fact that they are supposed to be blessed in life. Many are still in the captivity of life when they are supposed to be reigning in life. Some time ago, I read a scripture to you in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 10, if you remember very well. I think from verse 5 or so. Where horses where those who should be high, they are now low. Those who should be low, they are now high. God is changing that situation today in Jesus' name. Say, there's an error which I have seen under the sun. An error which proceeded from the ruler. Go on. Folly is set in great dignity, and rich sit in low place. Those that should be free, they are in captivity. Those that should be in captivity, they are now walking free. Today, all those vagabond people that are meant to be in captivity tormenting you, they are going into captivity. And you are coming out of captivity. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. What am I trying to say? God wants to put a smile on your face. He wants to put a smile on your face. And you will laugh last. You are the one that will laugh last. The last time you had cause to cry and to weep is the last time you ever have cause to cry. Is the last time you ever have cause to cry. Over your family, over your marriage, over your business, over your education, over your result, over your marital life, over your children. You will never have cause to cry again. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Last week, Saturday, I was reading in the papers. They displayed the father of the current vice president's wife, the father. We have never heard his name before. Nobody knows him. But suddenly, God placed the daughter in an enviable place. God brought, she's a very gentle lady, born again Christian. She doesn't talk much. But God brought her out. And the father was smiling with his cowboy cap like this. And he did like this inside newspaper. You know, old men know how to pose very well when they want to take pictures. They pose very well. He posed. Ah! I said, ah, God has changed this man's life. And I read the story. He said, now things have changed. Oh, if I have to go out now, it is with security. He said, in those days, who knows me that I need security? But he needs to go out with security now, because if people know that he was free, they can kidnap him for 1 billion. And the government has to pay it. The father of the wife of the vice president. God will put a smile on your face. Your level will change. I say your level will change. She's not the only woman in Lagos. Why did they bring her out and send her to Abuja? Why? God wanted to put a smile on the face of the family. I speak to a family here today. Your own family is the next that God will bring out. Devil has covered up your glory for too long. God will bring you out in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number 4. Why does God want you to come out of stronghold? To show his power and his strength. Exodus 20 verse 2. Exodus 20 verse 2. God wants to show his power. God wants to display his power. I am the Lord thy God, which had brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. God likes to show his power. God likes to display his power. How many of us have seen wrestlers before? The way they show their muscle. Yeah, man. Yo, man. I'm powerful, man. I'm going to kill anybody that comes to this state today. Because they are sure that the power is there. Carrying like 250 blocks every day. Eating eggs and all sorts of protein. Carrying weight. Jogging. They know the strength. How much more the Almighty God that created every one of us. He wants to show his power in your life. May you give him the opportunity today. Yes. I said, may you give God the opportunity today. God wants to show his power in your life. That's why he wants you to come out of strongholds. Number what now? Number 5. Why does God want you out of stronghold? To give you an enviable testimony. Many of you, you are dry of testimonies. Your testimony is already stale. You are still talking of testimony of 10 years ago. God wants to give you a brand new one. And today he will give you a brand new testimony. I said today God will give you a brand new testimony. Today God will give your family a brand new testimony. If I were you, I would say a bigger amen. I were you, I would say a bigger amen. Amen. Now look at this. In the book of Isaiah 43 verse 18. Isaiah 43 verse 18. Say, remember ye not the former things, neither ye consider the things of old. Verse 19. Behold, I will do a new thing. Somebody say a new thing. That new thing is called testimony. New car, testimony. New bride, testimony. New child, testimony. New visa, testimony. New house, testimony. A couple were in my office yesterday to share their testimony with me. And I was just thanking God for them throughout yesterday night. I was just too overwhelmed by their testimony that this God is too much. This God is too much. You can't quantify him. You can't imagine what he can do. Friends, you are the next that God will wipe your tears. All those things that your babariga and your nice makeup is covering up, that inside your house you cry over and you are not happy about, God will fix it today. I say, my God will fix it today. I say, my God will fix it today. Listen to me, oh. Go and mark it. They will begin to envy you. I said they will begin to envy you. It is better to be envied than to be pitied. For you to say, sorry, oh, what a pity. That won't be your portion. But when people say, are they the only one? All this big testimony. That is what will happen in your family from today. As we proceed to the month of November, it will be a November to remember. It will be a November you will never forget in your lifetime. Friends, I'm still expectant. I don't know about you. The year has not ended at all. Don't anywhere. I don't think it's a lie. It's a big lie. Oh, Tita Coco. Oh, Tita Coco. Oh, Tita Coco. Toro mi yo. Da yo. That is, it is now my time. It is, you know, towards the end of this year like this, I increase my intensity of prayer, intensity of everything, because I know, like Pastor Mochebe will say, the bottom of the pot, or like Pastor Mochebe will say that I say, anyone you choose out of it. Because I don't even know who says it out of the two of us. But all I know is that it is true. The bottom of the pot is the sweetest of the food. Amen. Why will you tell me that it has ended? When November is there, when December is there. Jollof rice. Okay. Wonderful. Friends, the food of your choice is what you will be eating from today. I spoke about issue of prosperity on Sunday and how God wants to. There are some people in life, they only eat what they have available. When you get to a level, you know, I got back home tonight and my wife said, I prepared food for you. And I said, my dear, I just feel like taking so-so and so-so. So I said, okay, fine. And she went to the kitchen to bring it out. What I wanted to eat somehow is not as standard as what she prepared. But I didn't feel like taking something heavy. May you get to the level whereby what you want to eat, you will not lack it. I like to hear your loudest amen. I bow my knees before God this evening. What you want to drive, you will not lack it. Where you want to live, you will live there. Because you want to study, you will study it. The countries you want to go, you will go there. The currencies you want to spend, you will spend it. The sex or baby you want, you will have it. The kind of husband you want to marry, he will marry you. The kind of business you want to start, you will start it. The kind of office you want to work, you will work there. The kind of places you want to go, you will go there. The kind of life you want to live, you will live it. The kind of way you want your health to be, it will be like that. The size of your bank account, as you wish for it, it will be so for you. The size of your business, as you wish for it, it will be so for you. It will be so for you. It will be so for you.
the way you want your children to be, they will become like that.
Every parent here, everyone that is a parent here,
your children will be a blessing to your life. I say your children will be a blessing to your life.
Give Jesus a big clap and take your seat. What are we saying? God wants to give you a testimony. That is why he wants you out of stronghold. God wants to give you a testimony. That is why he wants you out of a stronghold. You will have a testimony. I say you will have a testimony. I say you will have a testimony. In the name of Jesus. And your testimony will not be short-lived. I say your testimony will not be short-lived. Your testimony will not be a short-time testimony. What you have rejoiced about will not suddenly become a problem for you. In the name of Jesus. Please don't be tired of my blessing you. The mandate of servants of God are to bless the people. Our major work is to teach and to bless. That's our work. The major assignment of a genuine servant of God is to teach. This thing you are doing is wrong. Stop it. This is not the way. Stop it. Jesus is coming. Stop living your life like this. If you continue like this, you will go in hell. You will go to hellfire. That's a servant of God. Also, to bless you. To release God's mind concerning you. And tonight, I declare you blessed in the name of Jesus. Number what now? Number six, reason why God wants you out of stronghold is to make you a showpiece, or what you can call a good example. Deuteronomy 6 verse 12. To make you a showpiece. Someone say showpiece. God wants to make you a good example. God wants to make you a good example. Then beware lest you forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. That is, beware, because God wants to make you a showpiece. A good example. The Bible says he wants to make us a joy to many generations. He wants to make us a joy to many generations. Friends, you will be a joy to many generations. You will be a joy to many generations. Number seven, why does God want you and I out of stronghold? Is to give himself glory. In John chapter 11, there's a very remarkable story there of a man called Lazarus. John chapter 11, from verse 1. The Bible says that man was sick. And eventually he died. And in verse 4, Jesus said, when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory. Somebody say glory. But for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified. Sometimes some challenges come. And the major reason why God releases them to come is for him to have glory. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. All the glory must be to the Lord. For he is worthy of. No man on earth should give glory to him. All the glory must be to. Somebody is here. God is going to show his glory in your life. God will display the greatness of himself in your life. In the case of Lazarus, he was sick and he died. First day, second day, third day. By the fourth day, Jesus walked in. If you read that story very well, the Bible says, the sister said, oh, Jesus said, you will see your brother. He said, I know I will see him on the last day. He said, no! I'm not talking of last day. I'm talking of now. And the Bible says, in verse 42, I knew that thou heareth me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. That is the person that was in stronghold of death. You know, death is like the ultimate of stronghold. After death, you know, there's no other. Death is like the highest level of stronghold you can have in this world. Somebody still came out of death. How much more your situation? How much more your circumstance? At least you are not yet dead. Bible said there's hope for a tree. If it be cut down, it will sprout again. He said, rejoice not over me, my enemies. For when I fall, I will what? I will rise again. And that should be Micah chapter 7, verse 8 or so. So don't be dancing over me, my enemies. Don't be dancing yet. Very soon, I will rise again. Somebody's glory will rise again here. Somebody's glory will rise again here. Just as Lazarus was lifted out of death, God will lift you out of death. Let me hear your loudest amen. That your business is coming out of death. That your finance is coming out of death. That your education is coming out of death. In the name of Jesus. Number 8, and I think I better stop there. Why does God want you out of stronghold? To further motivate you to trust him. Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Trust and obey. Oh, there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. God wants you out of stronghold so that your trust in him will not diminish. Friends, I don't know any situation now I can go into and I can say God can't handle it. I've been face to face with killers, armed robbers, and I came out. I've been faced with torments of powers of darkness, and God brought me out unscratched. We cannot share some of them on the altar here. But some people might not want to go into ministry till forever. Because of that. Brought us out of captivity. Attack on family, attack on children, attack on many things. You know, God is so faithful. When this building was on, this construction was on, I was trying to see what we could do to get some funds to push the work further. So I went into a business to try to make some little income. The devil attacked that agenda. And several millions of naira went down the drain just to frustrate the work. Just to strangulate the work and make sure the work does not progress. But we are still standing today. What am I trying to say? No matter how tough things are, no matter how bad things are, you can still come out. You can still come out of that stronghold. You can still come out of that bad situation. You can still share your testimony. My prayer for somebody here tonight is that no matter how tough things have been, you will laugh last. Your family will laugh last. Your business will laugh last. God is turning things around. I say, God is turning things around. God is turning things around. If you believe that, say a big amen. If you believe that, say a big amen. If you believe that, say a big amen.
Rise on your feet and shout a big amen. Keep standing. No matter how tough things have been, God can still change your story. God can still change your circumstance, and he will do it for you tonight. Lift your hands and thank him for his word.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.